Welcome to the Keeping It Real podcast with Zulma, the swearing therapist. Hi, I'm Zulma Williams, a licensed clinical social worker who likes to keep it real and swears a lot. Today, I would like to talk about motivation and why do I believe that motivation is overrated. So, in Keeping It Real, I'm gonna read to you what AI said about motivation. AI said motivation is a person's drive to act toward a goal. It's a complex force that can explain why people start, continue, or stop certain behaviors. Motivation is a key part of human behavior and is studied in many fields, including psychology and neuroscience. How motivation works. Motivation can be internal or external and can be defined by action or non-action. Positive motivation is when someone wants to pursue an outcome to gain a reward. Motivation can help people break old habits and develop healthy ones. So that's what AI says. You want to know my fucking opinion about motivation? Motivation is fucking overrated. Why do I say this? Oh, I'm not motivated to do whatever fuck you want to do or you have to do or whatever. Well, it wouldn't have to. I don't believe in have to. I think that we get to do things. We only have to pay taxes and die, and the first one is optional. So we don't really have to do anything, but we are choosing or we get to do certain things, although it might not be what we really, really want to do at the time. So why do I say that motivation is overrated? Especially, well, because all of us, you, me, the neighbor, everybody has done shit that they were not motivated to do. Especially if you have children. You don't tell the baby like, oh, that, yeah, you know what? I'm not motivated to change your diaper, or I'm not motivated to feed you. Sorry, keep crying. Like, maybe I'm gonna be motivated later. You fucking get up and you do it. When you are sick and you take care of your kids, when you are going to work, although you might not feel motivated that day to go to work, right? Like, so it's like, I think that subconsciously we use motivation to justify when we don't do shit. Oh, I'm not motivated or whatever. Bullshit! You've been doing shit again. I'm gonna say this over and over again because it's true. You've been doing shit that you were not motivated to do your entire life. So what is it that why is it that you are not doing the shit that you supposed to choose to be doing right now? I think that a lot of times we don't. So let's say that you want to pursue a new job or a dream career or a new relationship, whatever it might be, and you are like, well, I'm not motivated, and so you don't fucking take action. Well, I will tell you, you need to become Nike and just do it, whatever the fuck it is, right? Like, so I think that we use lack of motivation as an excuse, but really, the bottom line thing is a lot of times we don't feel as if we deserve to fulfill our dreams. What? Let me repeat that for the people in the back. A lot of times we kind of like stop ourselves or self-sabotage to not achieve our dreams because we don't feel we deserve to fulfill them, which is really sad. And because a lot of times it's subconscious, we don't even realize that we are doing that. So let me give you a personal experience. I was 42. I was working at in accounting in a corporation, and I was kind of like reflecting about my life, and I was like, I'm not sure I want to do this for the next 25 years. And so I started my bachelor's of social work. I always had a passion of helping others, and I was like, my dream is to be a therapist. So I wanted to, so it's 4 years for the bachelor's, 1 or 2 years for the master's, 3 years for the internship. So my goal to was to become fully licensed by age 50. So I started my bachelor's at 42 and I graduated at 46. I was on track to start my master's. And so I graduated in December of 2011, and then 2 months later, about a month and a half, six weeks later, I got diagnosed with breast cancer. So I stopped my higher education at that time to take care of my health. And 3 years later, I was 50. I was feeling so at the beginning, the treatment is very intense. I had to go, I had appointments every 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever. But after 3 years of doing my treatment, the appointments were kind of like more manageable, if you would. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna fucking go for my master's. And I started my master's at 50. So instead of being independently licensed by 50, I fucking started my master's at 50. I became independently licensed at 53 and a half. Who the fuck cares? I'm already fucking old anyway. So, but the point that I'm trying to make is that even cancer couldn't stop my dream of becoming a therapist. Right? Like nobody would have blamed me if you would, like if I would have said, yeah, no, you know what, I'm gonna go back to accounting or I'm gonna keep my bachelor and just do something with that. But that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a therapist. So if anything, cancer came to show me how bad I wanted to be a therapist. So and it was hard. It was excruciating. I was still doing my treatment while I was going to school. I did my internship. My first year in internship, I was working with children in foster care, which was very traumatic, not only because of all the trauma that they experienced, but it was traumatic for me on the other end. So it's like, you know what? A lot of times I felt like giving up. Like I was telling my therapist, I cannot do this. And she was like, keep pushing through, like, so I was I motivated to go listen to a child telling me that she was raped by her mom's boyfriend for 7 years when she was from 10 to 17? No, I wasn't motivated to do that, but I did it. Right? Like when you're fucking sick and you go to work, are you motivated to do that? When you get up in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning and you go to the gym because that is the only time before life begins for you. That's the only time that you have. Like, are you truly motivated or you fucking do it? So going getting back to my point of becoming Nike and just do it, right? Once you start like forcing yourself to take action, then you're not contemplating anymore. Like with a baby, when the baby is crying and the mom is in pain and the boobs hurt. I mean, I don't have children, but I have friends who have children, so I know your boobs hurt when you are first breastfeeding and you're in pain and you're sleep deprived, and you don't tell the baby like, yeah, sorry, I'm not motivated. You fucking take care of the baby. So it's like if you don't do certain things, it's certainly not because of lack of motivation, but it might be because you don't feel obligated. Well, it's my dream, so I just put it aside, right? Like my baby needs me, so I will relegate my dreams. But a lot of times we do that because we feel as if we don't deserve to fulfill our dreams. So, if anything, Cancer came to show me how bad I wanted to be a therapist because it delayed me 3 years, actually, but it didn't stop me from achieving my goal. So, where in your life are you telling yourself, oh, I'm not motivated? When I feel motivated, I do it. Please identify that and start taking action. It doesn't have to be a big step. So let's say that you want to, I don't know, be a florist. Okay, start taking fucking classes about plants and flowers. Like, I don't give a shit. Just take a business class. Go to the continuing education classes at your local university or college. Go to the beauty school if you want to do eyelashes, whatever the fuck it might be. You don't have to stop. So I continued to work full time in accounting while I was doing my bachelor's. So you don't have to stop what you are doing in order to pursue your dream. And a funny thing happens when you start taking action, you start feeling better. A lot of times we are tricking ourselves into, well, when I feel better, then I'm going to be motivated, so then I do it. Well, what I'm saying is you fucking start doing it, and then you're going to feel better, and then you're going to feel motivated to continuing to do it. But really, you don't need motivation. Stop lying to yourself. Become Nike. Start just fucking doing it. So let's say that you want to start exercising, which is really hard for me. And this is so fucking personal because the last thing I want to know is get on my walking pad and fucking do it. But guess what? When I start like thinking of all the reasons why I shouldn't do it and I'm gonna do it later and later never comes and blah, 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 is like while my brain is telling me all these things, I'm just putting my shoes and getting the walking pad on and I fucking do it. And then by the time that I'm done, I walk for half an hour. By the time that I'm done, my brain is still speculating about all the reasons why I shouldn't do it. So the same that you did with your baby, or that you went to work when you were sick, or like you felt that obligation to take care of your responsibility, which is perfect. Like I'm not saying like leave the baby crying. What I'm saying is you've been doing this all your life, so make your dream also a priority in your life and start pursuing that dream one step at a time. How can you do that? You set smaller goals. So how did I graduate with a Bachelor of Social Work? One fucking class at a time. English 101, which was one of the first 3 credits I ever took in college, was as important as the last social work class that I took because although I wanted to be a social worker, without those 3 credits of the English 101, I would have not graduated. So by taking one class at a time, or like however many classes you can take, but you don't have to do it like me in 4 years. I mean, that's ideal, but you don't have to. Who cares if you take only 6 credits? You only take 2 classes this semester. 2 classes at a fucking time, you're gonna graduate. But if you don't take any classes this semester, you're not going to get there. So what is your dream? What would you like to achieve? Make yourself, by taking action, you're gonna make yourself believe that you deserve this. whatever it is that your dream is. So start taking action, identify what that goal is, and start small. Please, but start. Once you start taking action and you put one foot in front of the other, it doesn't matter when you make it to your destination, but you for certain are going to make it to your destination. The thing that is scary is when we stop taking action, when we are paralyzed. If we are not taking action, then we're gonna be in the same fucking place that we are right now. But guess what? So I started my master's at 50 and I graduated at 51. Well, I was gonna turn 51 with a fucking degree or without a fucking degree. The time goes by anyway. It doesn't matter what we do with it. So we better take like advantage of what we can do right now. So we start creating our future today. So this reality that I have right now in 2025, it started in August of 2007 when I took my first 3 credits, which was one of them was English 101. I started in 2007, then I graduated in 2011, then I started my master's in 2015, then I graduated in 2016, right? Then I opened my private practice in 2019. And here we are in 2025. I set my own hours. I work with the clients that I'm choosing. But this reality of today started in August of 2007. So don't allow how long it's going to take you to fulfill your dream to stop you from taking action right now. Identify that dream and fucking go for it. Please subscribe to the podcast and follow me on Instagram at the Swearing Therapist. I hope you found this helpful and I talk to you next time. Bye.